huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. For anyone who wants to make money and make a difference, grow and leverage your enterprise better, get more done in less time, outsource everything, and create your ideal lifestyle. And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, I would give you a gentle recommendation to stop bitching about being overwhelmed. Who did it to you, this overwhelm? Who gave you too many jobs to do? Who, overloaded your brain with tasks and things to remember? No one but you. But I wanted to have a bit of a rant about this to help you. So if ever you feel overwhelmed, stretched too thin, frustrated, got too much to do, got too much on, too many people want my time, got too many messages. Well, number one, you did it to yourself. Everything that happens in your life, you attract it. But number two, surely that's good. If you've got a load of things going on, then you've got opportunities in business. If you've got a load of messages in your inbox, then, hopefully people find that you're in demand. So if you start complaining and moaning to everyone and the world that you're unhappy about being overwhelmed and show them that you can't handle it and you get stressed, then you won't get those opportunities come back to you. And then you'll be bored as hell with no opportunities and no money, going down KFC, licking people's fingers you're so skinned, wishing you were more overwhelmed. So it's funny because obviously I'm telling you this to benefit you, but also as catharsis for myself, because I'm scratching my own itch sharing this with you. And I tend to go from overwhelmed, too many things to do. And when I'm in the moment, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing this again. No, no, say no to everyone, not doing everything. And then I'm bored with nothing to do, twiddling my thumbs. So I go and accept a few more opportunities, partnerships, a couple of new businesses. And then 3 months later, overwhelmed, So I'm trying to learn to be more wise about the balance between overwhelmed and bored. And I hate being bored. So remember, every choice you make has a knock-on decision. So I've done loads of podcasts and audios and videos on, how to say no and how to select the right opportunity and how to order and prioritize your time and compartmentalize your diary. So go back and consume all of my podcasts to get all of that stuff. This is a little bit different. Now, I wanted to share some things you'd maybe not thought about, and they are the benefits of overwhelm. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 posts. So number one, I'm getting a lot of likes and thumbs up and everything. So you can obviously relate to this. So number one, when you're overwhelmed, you're actually expanding your capabilities and your skills. If you imagine a billionaire, they must have goodness knows how many media and PR opportunities and millions of people messaging and wanting their money and donate to charity and loads of phone calls and loads of businesses and partnerships and thousands and millions of customers. And they've got to juggle all of that. And of course, they've probably got 7 PAs and everything else. But they've clearly got better over time as they've made more money at dealing with more things and taking more things on and being able to juggle and think quicker and decide quicker. So when you are overwhelmed, obviously it's not to the point where you completely break down, then you're expanding your capabilities, you're forcing yourself to grow. Now, as it happens with your ability to manage tasks and generally take on things in your mind, you'll stretch yourself out of your comfort zone. It'll feel uncomfortable because it's just a few things more than you're used to do. But then once you handle it and you master it, that becomes the new norm. And now what was hard becomes easier and then easy. Okay, so I'm having a lot of people messaging me here saying, yeah, you've got to prioritize. Yeah, of course you've got to prioritize. I mean, that's like saying work hard. I mean, yeah, that's kind of obvious. And I'm not being critical that you're saying you've got to prioritize. You have got to prioritize. But sometimes you've got so many things on, you don't know what to prioritise. And if you sent me your to-do list of 28 things and I said drop 14 of them because there's 14 too many, you might not be able to drop those because you might be so in it and blind and think that everything's urgent. But a lot of these things that are urgent, other people are making them urgent. You know, they're fires that they want you to put out when you've got your own. Anyway, back to point two. So if you're overwhelmed, it's proof that you're growing. It's proof that you're stretching yourself and your capabilities. It's proof externally that you're getting uncomfortable. It's proof that you've got opportunities, that you've got incoming inquiries, and that you're needed, you know, by staff, customers, fans, followers, media, whoever else. It's the external proof. Number three, the stage before order is always chaos. So you go overwhelmed, organized, overwhelmed, organized, overwhelmed, organized, overwhelmed, organized. Order, the order, chaos, order, chaos. That's life. That's how it is, you know. Tidy messed. It's just how it goes. Happy, sad, happy, sad. Married, divorced. Hopefully not that for me. So being overwhelmed, having too many things to do, it's the sign that you're making things happen, and it's the chaos before the order. And order always comes after chaos, and chaos always comes after order because of human beings' natural tendency to have growth, but also not too much growth that you end up blowing yourself up. Okay, number four, I think, you're creating opportunities. Probably covered that a bit. You weren't before. So be grateful that you're overwhelmed. Yeah, of course, there are many tips and strategies to get rid of the overwhelm. Maybe I'll share a couple at the end of the video. Number five, if you're overwhelmed, it's proof that people see value in you. They rely on you. They trust you. They call upon you. It shows that you have utility and value to the world. Because if other people want you to do things, staff, customers, fans, followers, it's proof that you can help them, that you're reliable, that you're trustworthy. You know, and there's this famous saying, isn't there? If you want something done, give it to a busy person. So someone clearly sees you as that. So, you know, like how you behave will define what you attract. So if you complain and bitch and moan about to the world about being overwhelmed, people won't trust you to manage their stuff anymore. You know, so like if you imagine you're a major celebrity, you've got, you know, all these book signings, you've got all of these media responsibilities. You know, you've got all of these obligations to do. Your diary looks like a London tube map. But honour the fact that all these people see value in you and, yeah, crack on, do your thing. Number six is teaching you to be smarter with your time. If you're overwhelmed, frustrated, your head's blowing, it's proof that you're maybe not as good as you could be with your time and managing your priorities, as was said before on the video. So maybe it's the feedback that you require. So it's teaching you to be smart with your time, teaching you to get better focus, better priorities, teaching you to say yes, to say no to the right things, teaching you the amount of things that you can kind of take on. It'll give you your point of explosions, like you could do six tasks a day, but seven will make you have a bit of a spaz and a meltdown. So it's giving you great feedback and teaching you all the things you know, so that next time when you go into the next space, you have a bit more wisdom about what to say yes and no to. It's valuable feedback. And the final thing is it's preparing you for your next level. Because a lot of people say, oh, well, Rob, I just want to get rid of my problems and I just want to have a really easy life. But basically, all you earn the right to do when you solve your problems is open up and accept bigger ones. And the people that, you know, make the biggest difference in the world, that change the world, that are rewarded financially or from a fans or a following point of view, you know, who the media and the world love, these people are people who have been able to solve bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger problems. And you will be rewarded and remunerated directly linked to the size, the scale, the depth, the difficulty of the problems you solve. And I used to think, oh, you know, as I got better, I'd get less critics and haters. Completely naive. As I got better, I got more. I used to think as I'd solved one small problem, I'd have no more problems. They'd all go away because I'd solved it. I was completely naive. The reality was I solve a problem and the only thing I've earned is the bigger fucking problem. I think you should be grateful for that. You're just basically expanding yourself, your skills, your responsibility, you know, the your credibility, your kudos, your leadership, the desire for other people to follow you, who get confidence in what you're able to achieve that they're not. You know, it was very famous that Steve Jobs had this reality distortion field where the size of what he believed could be achievable was way bigger than anyone he worked for. They're always like, no, we can't do this. It's impossible. It's impossible. He says, yes, it's possible. He kind of encourages, stroke forces them to do it. Then their ability, belief and, you know, their expansion of their mind and ability to solve problems grows and grows and grows. All right. So I would say be wise about what overwhelm is. Order and prioritize the things that you need to do. Make sure you do something when it's important so that it doesn't become urgent. Make sure you spend enough time away from the world getting your stuff done so that when other people want you to do their stuff, you've either got time or you've done some of the important things. Never go to number two on your task list until you've done number one. Work in short, sharp bursts of energy, like the 23 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 23 minutes on, 5 minutes off technique. Isolate yourself from all distractions when you're managing your to-do list. No social media, no internet, no kiddies running around the place, etc. That's why I love cracking on at 6 a.m. in the morning. Don't blame the world for your lack of priority and your overwhelm and too many things to do. Go through your list and look at what you can delegate, what you can defer, what you can delay. Same thing. What you can delete. I'm just trying to get all the D's out. So what can you delegate, defer, or delete? Leverage the things on your to-do list first before you get sucked into or stuck into doing them. Get wise counsel and ask your boss, your customers, your partners, what's most important thing on this to-do list that you've got? Because sometimes you can get so blinded in the actual doing and everything just looks urgent. So if you get help from other people, you know, like someone with a more clear vision that isn't holding the problems and the frustration that you have. So if you follow all of those tips, then you will be less overwhelmed, you therefore be more able to bring it, take in more responsibility and opportunity. Therefore, you'll grow and be remunerated and rewarded accordingly. But every now and again, it's good to stretch your mind and get to that edge of where you're overwhelmed. So you're just testing what it is you can handle. And then that's feedback to systemize, outsource for next time. So I hope you found this useful. Let me just summarize the things we did. So we covered the benefit of overwhelm is it expands your capabilities. It's proof that you're stretching and getting uncomfortable, which is growth. It's the stage before order. You're creating opportunities that you weren't before. Otherwise, you wouldn't be overwhelmed. It shows that the world and people of value trust you. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. It's teaching you to be better and smarter with your time. So it's giving you valuable real-time feedback you need to improve. And it's preparing you for the next level, the bigger problem, which is where the remuneration, the reward is much higher. So my rant was stop bitching, moaning, complaining to the world and everybody else about how overwhelmed you are. Take personal responsibility, seal the benefits in the overwhelm, and then you will grow and thrive into the leader, the entrepreneur, the millionaire, the billionaire, the whatever it is that you want to be. I just want to say a big thank you for tuning in to my podcasts and following me on my rants and, you know, the crazy things that I do. I want to say thank you to my fiance, who has been with me right from the start. So I met her and just a few months in, she was reading my books on the cross trainer. She's allowed me to go and do all these crazy things. She's never held me back. She's always supported me. She worked with me for many years. She hired me and fired me. She's an amazing mother. And yeah, I'm very lucky to have her. So she won't be listening to my podcast anyway. But it is great when you've got supportive people around you. And it is important, I think, to be very strategic about the people you choose to align yourself with. So whatever you're doing this weekend, spend this weekend with people you love, doing what you love. Take some time this weekend to be with your kids, to be with people who you love. Take some time for yourself because, you know, it's a crazy world out there. We're all busy. Nick's just said it's now time to give half my shit away. Hopefully I won't be doing a How to Get Divorced podcast in the future. I have no intention of that whatsoever. So thanks for tuning in, everyone. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.
Rob, again, stay with me here because I've got a gift for you. I get asked for these a lot and I thought, well, I'll leverage my time and yours and I will put these four things I get asked a lot into a free gift for you. So if you go to tiny.cc/Rob's report, then what I've done is I've written for you an article on the top 21 apps I use to create the mobile lifestyle. I've written an article on the 14 my most favourite educational, inspirational, informative documentaries of the, you know, the most inspiring people in the world. I've written which ones they are and a synopsis of each one. I'm very well known for having lots of very specific goals, detailed vision, values. So I'm sharing with you my particular document I use. I've PDF'd it for you. And also the fastest ways I know to make money for startup and scale up entrepreneurs. So I've written an article and a detailed report on each one. I've put them all into one. And all you have to do is go to tiny.cc/Rob's report. You get those for free. I'll never ask anything from you, spam, I'll never spam you, never sell to you. And then also once a week, I'll send you a new article or a new video content that's a bit different that maybe you wouldn't get normally from the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. So I hope you find that useful. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.